What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, okay, she's here. She's here.
Hey.
Okay. Okay. What are we live?
She's in freezing cold Atlanta. Aren't they having like a winter storm down there? Oh, the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you stuck?
Well, oh, we can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
No, Pablo. We can't hear you. Just straight silence. Just pure silence. Now, you're muted. It looks like you're, now try. Nope.
No. Nothing going on there.
Maybe something in your settings.
Well, the streets are saying they can hear.
The streets can hear, but we can't hear.
I say the chatty house.
Wait, how is that possible?
I don't know.
Hang on. Stand by. Hang on. How is it possible that the stream can hear, but we can't?
I don't get it.
Hold on. Stand by. Let's see. Let me try something. I know what it is because someone might have been in here messing around with buttons. TK, we got you.
You got me?
Yeah. Yay. No, just a quick note. Stop messing with the computer buttons. No, we're good. We got it. I'm talking to no one in general. Okay. All right.
Good
TK,
to know.
Live in Atlanta.
Good to know.
When you said you were covering the national championship game, we didn't realize you meant. You know, you was just going to be down there, you know, with Ryan Day calling plays.
That's what I'm saying. Goodness gracious.
It's the best, man. I love being on the field. It's so great. I don't know if I mentioned this last week I was on with you guys, but I lost this bet to Eddie George, and I had to wear Ohio State gear. Not only did I have to wear his Ohio State gear, I had to wear Eddie George's jersey specifically.
You looked great in Ohio State gear.
Well,
just to be clear,
you did.
I agree. Actually, it was kind of disgusting. You're like, wow, like crimson, white, and gray, like kind of matches my undertone.
Well, see, here's the other conundrum with that. Like, you guys know this go blue over here, but red is like my favorite color. So yeah, jerseys look nice. The Eddie George jersey was fire.
I'll get you one for
no
Christmas.
Need. But, yeah, they all, I mean, and it's the swoosh, so they always look good. They always look good.
Yeah, it was, and it was one of those, like, high, yeah, obviously, like, he delivered it to me yesterday.
That was
and
fire.
So it was, like, stitched. It was, you know, the best one that you could get, you know. It was a 2XL, so I had to make it work, you know what I mean?
It fit, but it was working. Yeah, it fit for, like, Trista, because Trista always has, like, the flare pants or the, you know, the oversized parachute pants. Like, the fit worked. It worked 100%.
It was working. So I had to go with a credential down to the field with this jersey on, which I've never done before because, you know, it's like going to a Kings game with Kings jersey on as a media member. You're just, like, not really dumb unless you're Kenny. And
no Kings jersey to the Kings game as a media member.
Certainly hasn't worn one into the locker room.
So, anyway, I'm walking into enemy territory. Well, I mean, they're both enemies. And I'm videotaping Notre Dame cheerleaders just for content. I'm just trying to get as much as I can down there. And I'm, like, close to these cheerleaders. And they're, like, yelling. you know, and I'm like, what are they doing? They're tweaking over there. And they're looking right at me when they're doing their little flips and, you know, they're just putting little flips on it. And I'm like, why are they? And I'm like, oh, yes. Okay. Now it's the Eddie George jersey. So once Ohio State won, it was so funny because it was like I was embraced with open arms. This kid, Jermaine Matthews, he was running around trying to find his hat, and he had this chain that he had his boy put on him. And I'm like, I can't read that chain. What's that chain say? And he's like, I think he said it says lover boy. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, I'm talking to her. And so it ended up being a really fun time. Meta put us up in an awesome media hotel, paid for the whole thing, got us 100-level seats, which, you know, it was the most expensive national championship ever in history. I think the get-in price right before the game was $4,000 just to get in.
That's crazy.
So, wow. Yeah, it was a blast, man. It was a real treat.
Big tech Trista over here. Her Zuckerberg and Elon just
it's just me and Nelly and Snoop selling out the culture for money.
Goodness gracious. Don't forget Soulja Boy. He was out there too.
Oh.
And Soulja Boy.
Mike Tyson.
Soulja Boy, we give a pass.
I think Rick Ross was there too.
And me, give me a pass because I'm also broke.
Hey, I was watching the stories. Great job just taking us through the day. What happened? Was there a fight about to happen at where you were sitting?
Oh, yes. There was this Ohio State fan. So I was there with this kid. I don't know if you guys know him. He used to work for Washington Post, Bleacher Report. He did that Bleacher Report series called Untold Stories, where he was playing pool with some of the athletes, iconic athletes. His name's Master Testifiasen.
I think
how you pronounce his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome dude. So we're sitting next to him. He was one of the ones who came on the trip. And he's Eritrean. There was this other Eritrean kid in all Ohio State gear. And he was just popping off, just loud, trolling, chirping. Mind you, this is the Ohio State section. And for whatever reason, there's like 3-4 Notre Dame fans. And he's just in their face to the point where other Ohio State fans had to tell him, like, yo, tranquilo, tranquilo, relax, buddy. Relax. I'm like, I'm not saying anything disrespectful. I'm not saying anything. And the woman from security came over, and it was bananas. I thought maybe there was going to be a fight, especially considering Notre Dame ended up making a little bit of a comeback and could have made it a 5-point game if they would have ended up hitting that field goal. And boy, oh boy, did things start getting a little sweaty down there. But Master was laughing because he was like, this is how I am when I'm rooting for Arizona State. Just so annoying. My friends are worrying. We were calling him Timu Master because he was like the wish version of Master. Yeah, it was a wild place to be in the arena when this guy would not stop yelling the whole time, would just not stop.
And to think he probably paid multiples of thousands of dollars for that ticket to be there and just yell like that.
Do you, now that everything's finished, we have a champion, the first college football playoff is over. What adjustments would you make, and what adjustments do you think they realistically can make to kind of improve on the college football playoff?
Number one, I think the biggest adjustment you have to make is not giving conference champions a bye. I just don't think that makes sense. You're going to get teams that are better than conference champions, and they're going to get lower seeds like we saw with Ohio State and Notre Dame. And that's why we ended up getting them to have home games. But while Arizona State and Oregon and these other teams were sitting at home, none of the teams that had byes moved on. They all lost, every single one of them. I think making sure that the rankings of the best teams get home games is crucial. You need that warm-up game. All the teams that had home games won their games and moved on past, you know, where someone like Oregon did. So I think that's another one. And I would have every game on college campuses until the national championship.
I think that
would be really fun. I think that the environment would be incredible. And I think students would love it. And it would bring inject some more pageantry and excitement and that college football vibe that really gets missed when you start getting into the bowls. Mm. Like, Jerry's World is not a great place to watch a college football game. It just really is not. Mercedes-Benz is amazing if you're in the 100 level, in the lower bowl. But once you start getting up to the 400s, it's not nearly as enticing. And there's just no connection to that team. You're in a totally new city. And it's great because you get to travel to a new place and, you know, everybody's kind of excited. But I feel like there's more to the playoffs if we at least get at least another round on campus. Because we never in March Madness have a, like the Pac-12 champion, if they're a trash team, they just happen to win the Pac-12, RIP Pac-12. They're not, they don't get a bye. They're not like a two seed, three seed. What are we doing?
I thought about that too. Sorry, Dave. I thought about that too. When just trying to figure it out too, I was like, man, is there a scenario where they can just have the national championship game being the only off-campus game? I mean, it would destroy the bowl system, you know what I mean? But yeah, I thought about that too, man. I think that's – especially because what do we do? Three rounds of neutral site games? Like, that's a lot. It's one thing if it was like semifinals or just championship, but I think that played into the competitiveness of some of those games as well and some of the energy as well, just being at all those bowl sites – for so long.
Imagine if Oregon, the number one seed, got to at least play Ohio State in Eugene again. Then maybe there's some sort of benefit for us to play them again. Because you look at being the number one seed, who did you have to play? You had to play Ohio State. Then you were going to have to play Texas and then play Notre Dame. So, or whoever was on the other side of that bracket could have been Penn State again. That's a ridiculous path for a team that was undefeated. And I don't know how you fix that, but I think if you are the legitimately best team, you know, for the regular season in the country, you shouldn't have the hardest path to the championship.
So you salty about that Ohio State loss, huh?
Well, this guy.
Well, I'm just pointing out, you brought up Oregon getting beat by Ohio State a couple of times.
I mean, like, we got beat bad.
That was tough.
So think about this. We got beat so bad that I asked Chip Kelly about it. Like, we got beat so bad that me as an Oregon fan couldn't take the Oregon fan hat off. And I'm like, hey, Chip, I'm an Oregon alum. I said it. I'm an Oregon alum. And he goes, my wife's an Oregon alum. I'm like, great. Congratulations to your wife. Why do you do it to us that way? You know, we still think of you as ours. The special moments that I had as a college football fan in college was when he became head coach of Oregon. And everything changed, not just for us, but for college football. And really translated to the NFL, where we have a, like more of a college-style offense being run in the NFL because of Chip. Chip goes from a head coach at UCLA to be an OC at a rival school in the Big Ten and not only whoops us, just absolutely – and I said it to him. I said, you didn't have to American History X us.
Oh,
damn.
You didn't need
– Oh, man. Did he understand the reference?
I said, you curb stomped us. You didn't feel bad about not taking your foot off the gas? And his response was, did you guys feel bad for me when you beat me four straight times as the head coach of UCLA? No, I don't think so. And that was an unprofessional question.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And the other killer is he still got Jeremiah Smith for forever, it seems like. I'm already ready for that kid to leave.
And Caleb Downs. They're very good. They're very good. I hope that they just don't find a quarterback, really. He's really good. I'm happy for him. I'm happy he – I saw Maurice Claret out there. He was parlaying it. I'm happy for him as well. I'm happy for Chip. I saw something online where he was a coordinator at 26, and that was his first coordinator job, and he's 61 now, and this is his first college football title. So that's incredible. Yeah, they deserve to win it all. After the Michigan game, they were the most dominant team by far in college. Even when we beat them, I knew that was a squeak win. We should not have beaten them. And probably our life and our path would have been better if we would have lost to them and or Wisconsin and or Penn State. But it didn't happen. I mean, congratulations, undefeated team that just gets bounced in your first playoff game.
Congratulations on that. Okay. I can't wait to see. What are you going to do for the Super Bowl? What's Mark Zuckerberg got you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I have no plans yet. We'll see how it goes. They said they're doing something. We're going to try to work it out.
Who do you think's going to the Super Bowl now that the conference championships are set? By the way, just quick, Trista is in the Atlanta airport, and her connection is fighting for her life right now. So it's the weather's tough. Like, TK does not miss.
Really bad?
It's not
Hold
the
on.
Best, but it's.
Hold
it's,
on, let me get my internet. Let me leave this. Let me come right back.
She gonna call us back.
I'm gonna call you back.
TK gonna call us back. She gonna try to get the internet right, and then she's going to click a few buttons, and she's going to join the free Wi-Fi, so all of her data is going to be hacked by all of the people in the Atlanta airport. And, of course, Atlanta's a massive airport. And I'm just looking at her, and I can tell you guys can't see this. She froze. Like, you can't see it. We could see it at the screen below. It's like,
I don't know why freezes crack me up.
I don't know why they're funny. But
hilarious.
But they are. They're funny every time. The only person who doesn't laugh at him is James, because he doesn't laugh at anything.
James be crosses two sticks.
James freezing is very, very funny. But yeah, make sure you're following Trista. I'm sure you already are. But if you're not, make sure you're following Trista across all of her accounts. She brought great, great coverage of the national championship last night. And I'm anxious to see what she thinks about the Super Bowl now that the conference games are set, with the Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills, and I think her Commanders versus the Philadelphia
Eagles. She was in attendance for at least one game.
Well, she was.
Yeah.
Her might be a stretch. Her Commanders might be a stretch. But I feel like the Super Bowl champions coming out of the AFC.
I think so, too.
You laid out the flaws with the Eagles. I don't think the Commanders are there yet. I love Jaden, but I think the best team in football is probably going to come from the AFC.
I think the Bills can be got. The Chiefs.
By the Commanders or Eagles?
So here's the carousel. Like I think the Commanders can win it all. I think they can win it all.
Okay,
I think they can play with the Chiefs. I think they can play with the Bills.
And by the way, we shouldn't gloss over. They beat the crap out of Detroit.
Oh, they laid the
smack. That was beautiful. Not a hater, but that was beautiful.
Yeah, they laid the smack down. Tristan,
we good?
Well, yeah, you're 4K now.
Oh, okay. It was the Centurion Lounge, the MX Lounge Wi-Fi wasn't connected, so we
were only platinum members get in there. Only platinum members.
Everybody can get in there.
We see you. So,
what was the question?
I asked you what you were going to do at the Super Bowl, and then asked you who would be at the Super Bowl now that the conference championships are set.
I'm rolling with Jaden again.
Okay.
I'm going to continue to roll with Jaden.
Okay.
It feels like Mac. I've been talking about it ever since I got bounced in the Survivor pool when they lost, or when Cincinnati lost to the Commanders. I was like, wow, that was, I want to say they were like 9.5-point underdogs. The way in which he did it was just so remarkable. And that was one of seven of those that we've seen, right? And it just feels like not only do they have the talent to do it, everybody believes that they can. It doesn't matter what's going on in the game. They still feel super confident that, I mean, really, it's Mahomes-esque. Mm. It's the same confidence that all of Mahomes' teammates have in him. Mm-hmm. And the kid is a rookie. And you've got really a very complete offense. Defensively, that back end is a little bit suspect, but they did turn Jared Goff over a couple of times. So do I think that they can do it to a divisional rival? Absolutely. They beat Philly once already this year. So it's going to be tough to do in Philly, but Jalen Hurts doesn't look like himself. He's already been fighting through concussions, and now he had another knee injury last game. So anything can happen. And for this to be really just a local rivalry to go to New Orleans is phenomenal. So I like DC. And then I'm going to give it to the Chiefs again, because that's just what the Chiefs do, right? I hope I'm wrong. I'm rooting for Buffalo. I'm really rooting for a fan base to be able to get their first Super Bowl win, or at least to have a Super Bowl appearance to be able to get there. So I think I'm going to go Kansas City and the Commanders, which will probably not be a great Super Bowl. It feels like Kansas City would look at them and be like licking their chops.
See, I think so. Oh, man. There's a carousel going on here with, like, the matchups, right? So I'm not sure if Washington has enough to beat Philly in Philly. And the one thing that worries me, this is where we do agree, Dame, is can Washington slow down Saquon? If they can slow down Saquon, I'm confident they'll win. Like, if you told me Saquon had 112 yards rushing, oh, yeah, Washington won that game. Because Jalen Hurts, I don't believe he's going to do enough in the air to beat them. But Saquon. And I don't know if Washington's defense is good enough.
Jalen up in the air right now, just in a very different way.
I get high, high. But, like, Philly may, they'll be the favorites in that one. But I don't think Philly has a chance in hell against Kansas City. Like, I think Kansas City would be licking their chops going up against that Eagles offense. Whereas if Philly went up against Buffalo, I'd give them a little bit more of a chance, because I don't know if Buffalo could stop the run because of some of the things I saw against Derrick Henry, right? There's just a number of different things going on right now. These two games specifically, I think Buffalo and Washington can win those games on the road. I think they can. Kansas City, defense is crazy. They'd have to do something offensively that I haven't seen them do all year. At some point, we got to say, like, their offense just isn't that explosive. Like, it can be had. And I think Buffalo has a good shot to be able to win that game.
Okay. Okay, I'm with it.
Man. Are you not going to speak, Damien? Like,
no, I thought. I thought he was addressing you, not me.
You're the guest.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, no one cares what I think.
My bad. No, I agree.
It's all good.
No, we all care what you. This is a. We don't do the whole like you then me. You know, we all kind of like. We all just kind of chop it up, Damien. You know the drill.
I'm new here.
What do you think? I don't. You're new.
Yeah. Well, you getting?
I like the cardigan. What's that? That's the mohair again.
No, this isn't. This
it's
is
the mohair.
A good look. No, it is a good look. It's not. I don't think this is the mohair. It's just fuzzy. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I like the way it looks on camera.
Cardigans are a great winter.
I like the way it looks on camera. I don't love the way it looks in person. I think I wore the wrong pants with it. I've been uncomfortable all day. I'm not a fan of what I'm wearing.
It's fine. What color pants do you?
They're like gray, but it was just whack. I should have wore like black essential sweats or something. It would have been better. I missed. It was a miss.
I don't know what this guy talking nice. About, man.
It's a miss.
Yeah.
Heavy miss.
Yeah. Are you headed home? Then what? Because we got All-Star game coming up.
Well,
we got things happening coming up.
I think I'm gonna go to All-Star. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna go. I'm like 60%. If I don't go to Super Bowl, then for sure I will go to All-Star.
Well, if you go to All-Star, I need to get my stuff in. I'm hanging with Tristan because I know we're going to be in, like, these spots.
The Centurion Lounge.
Listen, I know that Meta's got some stuff popping. They said if I'm there, you know, we'll be able to roll through.
Plus
and also
two.
The trio, we can take. Yeah, plus two. Plus two. I would, yeah, for sure. Guys, can I toot my own horn for a second really fast?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So on Threads, and you know me, I don't like to love to brag. I feel very uncomfortable, but this is like just a great stat. So on Threads, the Meta's version of what Twitter is, I grew 12,000 followers since I touched down in Atlanta. In the last 4 days, and in the last 30 days, we've had over 105 million views.
Mm. Wow. We have talked about this
views.
For months. Will you teach me your ways?
Yes. Yes. You have to, though. The key is, and it's hard because I'm also... I'm also a culprit of this.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to
say. You really have to actually do it. You have to be consistent.
Like you have to do it a lot.
It's like you have to think about it like you're going to the gym. And it's like, I don't really want to do it. And maybe I'm not going to see any results today. But in 90 days, if you continue to do the things that you do in the gym, but you do it for social media, you will see results.
You post a lot. Like, I was like, man, I always see Trista. It's like, wait a minute, this story happened like an hour ago. Trista literally just made this video. Yeah. Gotta post more.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. And once you do it, you can't really go on and off. So that's why I'm not pressing you. But so if we do, maybe we'll figure out a way to all do All-Star together. That would be good. I'm going to go back. I'm going to try to make my mom's cataracts appointment. She's been ducking it. So she needs to do that. I need to unpack. I still haven't unpacked all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of bizarre to have my car in her driveway and my clothes in there. It really hasn't set in that I live there now. Mm-hmm. This is where there is no out. There's no place for me to go. There's no home, like house. If my mom's listening, this is no shade to you, mom. I'm so excited. I'm very happy. Like, she's happy. Everything's good. But it is still very surreal. And so there's, I finally have my bedding on the bed. I came out when my car came out, but it's just trying to find a way to like make it feel my own. And right now it doesn't quite feel like that.
You'll get there.
Yeah. Take a little time.
Good daughter though. Still a good daughter.
How long have you actually like been there? Cause you've been traveling. So like, how have you been like, how many days have you been there?
I got there on a Friday night. And then I left the following Friday for Atlanta. So I was there 6 days. Mm. That's it.
Yeah, you
like and then I came here, and then I'll go back. So it's been almost no time at all.
Well, safe travels home.
Is this internet bad?
No, you're good.
This internet's bad, isn't it?
No, you're good.
Because okay. The delays have been
what is
weird.
This?
Like, Damien, you're weird today.
I'm weird today?
You're weird today.
Man.
Yeah, you're weird today. I'm the one in the lounge talking at an 8.
Yep.
What they
No, you're talking more at like a 6.5.
What they serving in there?
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, we got some mashed potatoes. We got some green beans. We got some baked chicken, like teriyaki chicken.
I'm not gonna lie. I ain't even gonna gas you guys on it. Those things are game changers. I went into one of them lounges.
Oh, them
the
little thing that gets you in
the
Centurium lounge. Yeah, those things are game changers,
bro. Like that's why.
Why you pay for it. That's why it's not a free credit card.
Number one, it's like I ain't trying to travel any other type of way. And then I just want to start going places just so I can go to the lounge.
Mm.
I'll fly from here to Stockton. Let me be in the lounge for 2 hours.
This lounge is really nice, too. There's, like, a lot of indoor-outdoor trees and stuff. You can see the outside, not just the tarmac, which I'm seeing now, but you can see, like, they've got a little patio. You can hang out outside there. I actually had to go on a wait list. It's so many people here coming from the national championship. Mm. I had to be on a wait list for, like, 30 minutes, and you could only come in 3 hours before your flight. So I got in, like, right at 3 hours before the flight. Had a little water, had a little tea. Snacks,
reset. Yeah, my flight leaving 9 p.m. I'm getting there at noon.
Those things are super game changers in big airports like the one TK is in right now.
Yeah,
super game changers in the big airports. Okay, sorry for being weird today, Trista. I'm not.
Yeah, married. Be better. Like, why? What is it? The pants?
It might be the pants.
What is it, the braids?
It could be. It could be.
Hurt your feelings?
It could be. Safe travels home.
All right.
We'll see you. We'll see you
Love
next
y'all.
Tuesday.
All Take right. care, TK.
I'll be back.
See you next week.